to El Rancho Grande.
Well, the fans are here, the players are here, and football is in the air, and we are having a blast out here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton, and this is the week we've all been waiting for. Patriots training camp is underway. There are a lot of questions surrounding this football team right now, and it starts with the quarterback. Dan Roach has more from Foxborough.
It's been 6 long months since the Patriots walked off the field in Denver following their AFC title game loss to the Broncos. And for the players and their fans, the opening days of training camp are a welcome sight.
It feels great to come back out, compete. When you get off 5-6 months, you're not competing as an athlete. You want to get back out on the field. You want to be competing. And it felt great to go back out there.
It feels amazing. You know what I'm saying? It's just being out here with the guys in general. You know what I'm saying? It feels good to be able to come out here, you know, run, do everything that they need me to do, you know, and be productive with it.
Feel good, man. We miss it, you know. Once we get away from it, we'll be ready to get back to it. So we back to it, and I enjoyed it today.
The big story of the summer, Tom Brady, ending his fight against the NFL and accepting his 4-game suspension, meaning Jimmy Garoppolo will be the starting quarterback week one in Arizona.
I'm very excited. You know, that's why we play the game. You play to get out there and get your opportunity. And, you know, when it comes, you got to be ready for it.
Meanwhile, a great story is the return of Nate Solder. Solder went down for the season in week 5 with a torn bicep, while his son Hudson was born with a tumor in his kidneys. Glad to report both father and son are doing well.
That's what we've been dreaming about, is having him out here running around, playing. And we have so much to look forward to with our relationship with him, so we're lucky to have him.
And finally, if the players are excited about the start of the 2016 season, you know the fans are right there with them, something the players appreciate.
You gotta love that, you know what I'm saying? The support gives us a lot of energy, you know what I'm saying? It makes you want to work even harder, you know what I'm saying? Because you never want to disappoint your fans.
And I know a lot of the focus has to be on the quarterbacks. That's the way it is right now with the Patriots. But the other thing that stands out is the big guy. Yes, he continues to stand out. Rob Gronkowski makes a catch, Steve. And it's just, you know, it's like the first time he's ever been on a football field. He points to the sky, makes his catch. It's a drill. But you love to see that from Gronk. Love to see him healthy and love to see that enthusiasm.
Danny, he's a big kid. He's a big kid. Hey, watching this team practice, what stood out to you the most?
Well, to kind of follow what Gronk said, I think what we saw in Gronk, the enthusiasm, that word, a big passion on this Patriots team. They get along well. Mm-hmm. Aaron Dobson made a catch in the corner of the end zone. LeGarrette Blount sprinting down the sidelines to high-five him.
Love it.
I talked to Blount about it. He said it's part of being in a team. We're real close. You see it with the Ebner, you know, Slater wearing Ebner's jersey as a tribute to him. So you see that kind of things. I think you like that early on. We've seen it before from this team. All the distractions out the window. They're in it for each other, and we saw that so far.
One big family, united they stand.
Good
all right,
see
Rochi, thank you very much. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We meet one of the newest Patriots, wide receiver Chris Hogan.
Great to get back into the swing of things, getting on a schedule, and you know, just be out here.
But first, we sit down with head coach Bill Belichick, who's presiding over his 17th camp here in New England.
And that's what camp is just a lot of little things that, you know, you just keep stringing together, and then eventually you have a body of work, and hopefully that's a foundation that can carry you a long way individually and collectively as a team.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access here from training camp. Joining me now, head coach Bill Belichick and coach 42nd camp. And I can recall my first camp driving up thinking, okay, this is great. The NFL, I'm going to get paid. I think we made $258 for that week. The guys don't make the salaries that they do during a regular season. Go back 42 years. What the heck was your salary in your first camp?
Or is it just
$25?
Yeah. $25. That was before taxes.
$25 before taxes. If we did that today, we couldn't go to a fast food joint to take your family out to eat. Linda would be all upset.
Yeah, it was three hots and a flop, so it was good.
Okay, 10 practices you said the other day before the Saints come in for the joint practices. How important are those practices? Now they're singular now. They're not double days. And how important are those film sessions when you guys leave the field, say, after today, and go back and study what you did on the field?
Yeah, well, really important. This is our time to get the things in that we're going to install. And, of course, we're running them against each other. But then when we get to New Orleans and Chicago, we'll have some competition from those teams as well. So it'll be harder to install when we get to those times. Now's the time to get the stuff in and make sure we know what we're doing.
You've talked earlier in the week about reps, and we know you're juggling a lot of guys here. So there are certain guys you need to get ready for the start of the year. Other guys kind of understand their spots. How crucial is each individual rep?
Yeah, well, they're not unlimited. They've got to take good advantage of that. I talked to the team about that today, and that's absolutely the case. We've got it pretty well split up, I would say, for the first few days, and then as things start to shift one way or the other, then we'll eventually give more to the guys that are higher on the depth chart. But we want to get a good look at everybody here for a few days and give everybody a chance to get into it and show us what they can do. But you're right. You've got to take advantage of your opportunities.
A guy not getting any opportunities, Nate Ebner. He's getting opportunities elsewhere, with the rugby Olympic team. A guy like that gets this type of chance. It's obviously with your blessing. Talk about Nate as a player and how special of an opportunity this could be for him.
Well, rugby's a big passion for him. That was really his first sport. It's a big part of his family with his dad and so forth. And going to the Olympics and, participating in that international event is pretty special. So we support him and hope he does well. Hope he comes back with a medal.
Talk about grind. Is it practice, film, sleep, taking care of your body, everything that goes into it?
Yeah, it's everything. It's just day after day, from 6 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, just putting one foot in front of another, continuing to get better, continuing to make progress, continuing to work hard. Do the right things, train properly so you can get up and do it again tomorrow. And that's what camp is just a lot of little things that, you just keep stringing together, and then eventually you have a body of work, and hopefully that's a foundation that can carry you a long way individually and collectively as a team.
All right, Coach, have a great camp.
All right, thanks,
see you
Scott.
Before
Appreciate
that next Saints game.
Good.
All right, there's the head coach of the Patriots. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Let's do this. It's Chinese from the Song Dynasty.
I'm coming to Instagram. You ready? Whee!
Officer Gronkowski, report to work.
Copy that.
I'm going shirtless for my last drink, baby.
Are you indeed completely nude in this photograph?
All right. No, I'm not.
This is my ballet lesson.
Jump and very soft.
I'm learning.
You really get me, Bob.
Your squad, my squad, we can party grind style.
Well, welcome back to Patriots All Access. Joining me now is Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan. First week of training camp. How's it going out there?
It's great. It's great to be back. It's great to be back with the team. Great to get back into the swing of things, getting on a schedule, and just be out here.
I want fans to know your journey, okay, especially going through college.
So I started at Penn State, played 4 years of lacrosse. I redshirted a year, graduated, thought I wanted to play football because it was something that I still love to do. So
right.
I applied, went through the process, got into Monmouth. Played a year of football there, played both ways, special teams, played everything, and now I'm here.
What a journey!
Yeah, it's it's been a lot of fun, a lot of ups and downs, but it's not over. It's still being written.
All right. So you've been with a number of teams, one mm-hmm. including the Miami Dolphins, and Reggie Bush gave you a nickname.
Yep.
Tell people what the nickname was.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. 7-Eleven. The reason why it was called 7-Eleven, because, as Reggie Bush put it, you were always open.
It was a good camp for me. I had a great camp. It was one of those things, hard knocks, looking for that underdog story. And I turned out to be that guy who was, turning some heads, and no one really knew who I was. And, when I look back on that kind of thing, it's one of those things that kind of put me out there, put my name out there. People started to know who I was, didn't make the team. But at the end of the day, I think maybe it helped me, along with my career.
Sure. Bill Belichick talked to Scott Zolak earlier, and he talked to you guys about taking control over your opportunities, making the best out of your opportunities. You getting a chance to do that out there now?
Yeah, I mean, I preach that all the time. I mean, that's what this league is about, making everything of every opportunity that you get. And I've been, I've been blessed, and I've been able to get a lot of opportunities wherever I've been. And, in this training camp, hopefully I'll be able to get, a lot more opportunities and take advantage of them.
Well, right now, no Julian Edelman, no Danny Amendola. Mm-hmm. You get a chance to really step up.
Yeah. I mean, without those guys out there, obviously we wish, them to be back there, as soon as possible, because, they're leaders of everyone. They've been around the longest, and they're those guys that, a lot of people look up to. Even me, I look to those guys for answers. But with those guys out, a lot of guys got to step up and take advantage of some opportunities.
How is your unit as a whole, your receiving corps?
Oh, it's awesome. This is one of the best units I've ever been around.
Really?
For sure. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of talent in that room. And, it's great because it brings out a lot of competition. And that's kind of what you want in training camp. You want guys to push every single one of them. Everyone's out there. AD scores a touchdown. Everyone's going down the end zone, dapping them up.
Right,
it's that, that's the kind of stuff that you want in a room like that. And everyone's real tight. Can't keep everyone. Wish we could keep everyone at the end. But at the end of the day, it's that competition that you want. And it brings out the best in everyone every day.
7-Eleven.
Thank you, sir.
Always open. Chris Hogan, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Who is Marty? I don't know. I'm working on this character. I kind of want to get this one done before the season with my notes, because I think it's going to take a lot of time.
Why am I only allowed one dream? Like, what says that if you're a teacher, you can't be in a rock band? Without football, I wouldn't be able to do a lot of this stuff, let's be honest. That's why there's turf in my office. Like, just to remember where it all started. It started on the gridiron.
I can tell you what happened on May 10th. On the Giants, I can tell you what happened and all the stuff that happened with the Bears.
And then you ask anybody who knows me on the football field what they think, or the opponents that have to play against me. They wish that I didn't care about football.
I think the ultimate goal is to find your true freedom as a human being, as a person, to pursue your own dreams, pursue your own thoughts.
Bedtime, Marty.
You ask me what my philosophy of life, it goes like, poosh.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone, here at Patriots Training Camp. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And let's start with the quarterbacks, because that's exactly where the whole topic of discussion should start. And the one thing I noticed right from the get-go is that Brady was with that first team when practice started.
Yeah, and I'm not overly surprised by that. You want to get Tom some work, too, here. And he'll probably get some time in the preseason. But when you listen to Bill Belichick when he opened camp and talking about the need to get Jimmy Garoppolo ready for the start of the season. So I would imagine that when the preseason games start, you're going to see Jimmy Garoppolo out there a lot. So this is the time that you have to get Tom some work. probably as the training camp goes along, Mike, maybe as the practices dwindle down, you might see a little bit of a change. But, yeah, Steve, you're right. It was mostly Brady with the ones.
The first thing that I noticed was practice started at 9:15 a.m. It was at 9:22 when we heard our first Brady, Brady, Brady chant. They love Tom Brady, which, of course, we know in New England. Steve, when I watch the practices, the parts, when I look at the quarterback reps, it's the 7-on-7 team drills, right, when it's offense versus defense, and the 11-on-11 team drills, offense versus defense. And Tom Brady took the first team reps with the 7-on-7 portion of practice. Then Jimmy Garoppolo stepped in and took the first reps in the 11-on-11 part of practice. Then at the end, they did no huddle. They had Jimmy on one field, they had Tom Brady on the other field, and they mixed and matched their personnel, but more of what you'd consider the top players were with Jimmy Garoppolo on that field.
I want to turn our attention to the offensive line, because Dante Scarnecchia is back, and how the offensive line looked to you guys out there?
Well, you know, I think that's still going to be a work in progress, because there's some pieces that I think are part of the equation that aren't out there yet, some guys opening camp on PUP. But I did think it was interesting that Scar talked about the desire to get five guys and the desire to keep guys at specific positions. And I think that was one thing that hurt the offensive line last year. And whether that was through necessity with all the injuries or whatever it was, I just think they couldn't really get settled with five guys at five specific spots. And I think it was a work in progress all year.
One statistic to reflect that, they used 39 different offensive line combinations last year. Part of that was because of injury, out of their control. Part of it was experimentation.
Absolutely.
Early in the year, the two guys that I'm focusing on, Steve, left guard Joe Tooney, third-round pick NC State, right there with the top group on the first day of practice. Right guard Jonathan Cooper, acquired from the Cardinals in that Chandler Jones trade, right there at right guard with the top group from the start of practice. I wouldn't be surprised if you just lock those two guys in. If they stay healthy, those could be your top guys.
Okay, so here's what the fans have to be excited about. They put the pads on Saturday. They put the pads on Sunday. Who are the guys that you want to point out that they should be looking out for?
There's so many guys, and I always like to look at some of the under-the-radar guys, some of the undrafted guys, because there's always one or two that are going to make an impact. DJ Foster is a guy that continues to get written about, talked about. We've discussed him, Mike and I, many times. He's a running back who plays some wide receiver, so he has some versatility there, which seemed to be like a spotlight right on him from Coach Belichick. I want to see him with the pads on, see if he can be as effective as he's looked so far.
And Devin McCourty mentioned him as a guy that he trained with in Arizona prior to training camp. I'm going to go with Shea McClellan, free agent signing from the Bears, sort of a hybrid defensive end linebacker type. When I looked out in the practice field, he was a defensive end with the group with Jabal Sheard, Rob Ninkovich, Chris Long, that Trey Flowers, that whole group, which I think surprised a lot of people. I think a lot of people thought he'd be a linebacker with the Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower group. So I want to see him with the pads come on. Is he a pass rusher? Can he add to that aspect of the team?
Take it all in, right?
It's great, Steve.
Training
another year.
Here.
Great to be back again.
Great job, guys,
thanks,
as usual.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perullo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.